set that thing up and let her run. This rascally thing, I think I put too many miles on it. I grabbed it yesterday and it shorted out. I did a little dance.
Oh, you can't tell what that do. A lot of times you can turn one of those where you plug them in. Turn them around the opposite direction and you won't have that.
Oh.
There's your kitchen appliances, a mixer or something like that will do it. Mm-hmm. You just flip, turn that over the other way.
One side will ground. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I broke some wires in this earlier this year and then take it in and have it repaired just to have it rattle around in the back of the car. I bet it's gone 6,000 to 7,000 miles. It's got about 4 more to go.
Do those tapes, do they automatically play? You don't have any developing or anything on a thing like
no,
that?
No, it's just automatic. You just... handy as a tool. I enjoyed it as a plaything at first, and I played with it as much as I could just to get used to it. I never used one. And I'd get the girls out, my little kids, and let them talk into it and play it back just so I wouldn't mix my controls. If you have a tape recorded and you want to play it, and you make a mistake and you push the record button here instead of the play button, you erase everything that's on that tape. And of course there's no way to get it back. It's just like burning a book. Well, it's even worse, because if you burn a book and you have the pages left as ashes, you can reconstruct it. But there's just nothing left here. Oh, another
time on his hand up there. Why, they like to visit with people, and that might be how they...
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. How did you get your nails here? Did they come in boxes in the early days?
I presume they come in these nail kegs. Because I know we had nail kegs when I was a boy.
They're handy, aren't they?
Well, you always have them to use for something. Matter of fact, I've got one or two out there in the shop yet. Of course, it's just been in the last... 8 or 10 years that the back boxes started when we built this house. Why, we bought them by the keg.
Mm-hmm. When you got things from the store in the early days, when you got fluids and they came in a jug or a bottle, what was the hole plugged with?
Well, I don't remember of us doing it too much, but ordinarily they had a potato sticking in. That was pretty common for kerosene, I remember. But here, I think ours was practically all bought in barrel lots.
When they had the rubber ones or the cork ones, what were they called?
I don't know.
Corks or stoppers?
Probably a stopper.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the thing that you used to pour the fluid in the jug?
You know, other than the funnel, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. In New England, sometimes that's called a tunnel. All I found in Oklahoma is funnel, and that's all I've ever heard. But
well, evidently, somewhere, somebody, it was that close to the word funnel, mm-hmm. that someone just got it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Round two. What do you call a musical instrument that you suck and blow on and hold in your hand?
I guess mouth harp.
I had one of those and got as far as Old Black Joe, and I never got any farther.
Everybody had one when I was a boy, and they come from little bitty short ones to great big large ones.